On today's ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show, the Chromecast, ST streaming, and FireWire streaming. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. This is the show where every week I answer your church tech questions. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love for you to ask your question, so just do that below the video. If you prefer, I've also left my contact information there, or head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com if you're listening to the audio, for example, and you can find that on any of the posts there. You might know that I do several of these shows a week, so you should be able to find pretty much any post is going to be related to one of those shows. Occasionally I do others, but just keep looking. It won't be hard for you to find. Okay. Andy Robinson via email asks, "Thanks for your service of giving tech tips. Say, have you ever used Chromecast? I was looking for a way to equip a teacher without having to have them have a computer. I want to be able to play a video they have either resident on a phone or a tablet to a flat screen HDTV. It would be preferable not to have it a wired solution. I'm looking to a phone or a tablet as they can be easily accessed with one hand while keeping young children at bay. I tried a smart TV and that was worthless." So Chromecast will work okay if a few people are using my network and the video is on YouTube, as it is, as it basically calls up the URL and plays it. But if I could just mirror the phone or tablet, that would be better. Any suggestions? Thanks. Yeah, there are a few different solutions. There are apps that will do that from a Roku from either an Android or a iPhone, iOS device. Either of those should work fine. Look into Plex Media Server as another alternative. There are basically a lot of ways to do it. I think that the Chromecast isn't going to do exactly what you want because, as you say, it gets it from YouTube. And you want them to have the video on their local device and send it that way. So while the Chromecast is great for, hey, I found this video online, not necessarily on YouTube, but as long as it was supported, or I have an app that is supported, it would do it. But just say having the video in storage where they can watch it may not necessarily do it. Now, if you knew everyone was going to use iOS, then it would be simple. You'd use an Apple TV and you can just send it there. But I have a feeling it's not the case that you're equipping everyone, and it's not the case that you know everyone has iOS. So I think I would look at one of these other solutions as well. Paul Sanquest via email said, "I enjoyed your YouTube video." Thank you, Paul. "I make DVDs of weddings here in Ireland." Yay! Irish listener. "With my Sony HDR FX1E, which has not got an HDMI in-out. Because our broadband is very primitive, I feel that I must use SD. Any suggestion as to the pre-HD equipment I should use? Perhaps you have something in your attic that would be suitable and would help you declutter and realize a few dollars at the same time. Regards." Boy, do I wish. I wish I had something that was useful for this. I think what I would recommend is, I think I looked up, it's been a while since I actually answered your question, but memory serves, I looked up and that camera has an output that you can send via component. So I'm thinking you take the component and then you send that to like a Teradek video and go that way. I believe I think the video only has HDMI, so you'd probably have to convert that. But thinking future forward now, that would be a good way to do it. The Boxcaster that I reviewed a few weeks ago can do that out of the box, but you have to use their equipment. Now, with that said, it should be the case that whatever you get in can be down converted to SD because of bandwidth reasons. Because, if you've got about a megabit, you're not going to be doing HD. And I think that's your situation, that where you are, it's just not a good situation from a bandwidth perspective, and I get it. I could get more, except for not having any money. So, feel free to visit the store and maybe we can remedy that. But I feel your pain when it comes to that. So I think maybe buy something that can do both SD and HD for the future. Maybe something that will take component and HDMI and you'll be set. Next, Kevin Purcell, who I've been on his show a couple of times, he asked me, watching now, we need this because our solution isn't working for us. What's the cheapest solution of getting FireWire into one or the other? And he was talking about the show where I was talking about YouTube live streaming versus Hangouts on Air. Turns out it had been a while since I'd done this, so I had to double check my memory. And in fact, it is the case that you can take an SD camcorder, connect that to a Mac via FireWire, and either of those just work right out of the box. Unfortunately, he's using a PC. So while I think it's absolutely possible, I think it's just a driver issue. I think he has to find the appropriate driver. So, Kevin, I think if memory serves, I sent you a link to something that would solve that problem for you and make it so that you can use FireWire in the future. And now that I think about it, I think I sent that same link to Paul over there, Paul Sanquest in Ireland. Yeah, that was bad. I apologize. So, I think I sent that same link to him, and because his camera does in fact have FireWire, so he can give that a shot as well. So those are both great answers to basically the same question. Well, I hope that helped you. I hope that was one of your questions. And if it wasn't, no problem. Just leave it below the video. If you're listening to the audio, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com is the email address that all those people sent their questions to, and you can send yours there as well. Another way to do it, though, is just reply back to my email newsletter. But I'm not on your email newsletter, you say. Well, no problem, I say. Head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts and pick up a church tech gift there. And when you give me your email address to send it to, I'll also put you on my email newsletter, which you can cancel at any time, and it's absolutely free, which is the best of both worlds, in my opinion. But I hope you don't, because I'll give you more church tech tips and tricks and some news about some of the fun and cool things we're doing here at trinitydigitalmedia.com. I just ran some numbers, and while I'm not rich, it looks like I am not below the poverty line yet. Yay! It's all forward momentum, right? So anyway, do that. Speaking of which, if you have any needs as far as church tech training, well, that's basically what I do. So I have resources that I've created just for you over at my store. So head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/store and pick up one of those. I'm actually looking into one of the things that I'm working on right now, and no, it's not the camera. So that's a little hint. More about that a little bit later. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.